Texas runs 13 state-supported living centers, more than any other state. This one is in San Antonio on South New Braunfels. Ralph A. Henry is the director, and on this morning, he's giving me a tour.
We're going to be heading over to building home 670 Daisy Lane, which is a residence for many of our ladies.
San Antonio Living Center sits on 40 acres and houses 235 residents. In the state system, there are 3,650 residents.
Are you guys still transitioning
to
your
programming? Hi, I'm here. Welcome to 670. I'm Juana de Leon, the DSP3 on this one.
How you doing?
Yes, we are in the process of taking to the ladies to programming area.
Okay. What will they be doing there?
They are going to be engaging and the activities that they have for the day.
On the tour, Henry takes me into multiple buildings where the residents are living and looked after by the staff members. Here, the staffers are helping the residents get their day started. They're assisting them with walking and gently talking to them and encouraging them.
We provide 24-hour residential care for individuals who have a primary diagnosis of an intellectual or developmental disability. Many of our residents also have a medically fragile condition and or a mental illness as well.
Cecilia Cavuto is the communications director for the Texas Department of Aging and Disability Services, also known as DADS, which runs these state-supported living centers.
All of the state-supported living centers provide complete total care for the residents. So that includes medical care, dental care, dietary needs, mobility needs, communication, speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, as well as the normal day-to-day activities.
Hey guys, happy day. We're gonna keep moving.
Back on the tour, the buildings have a vintage institutional look to them. The campus was originally the Texas State Tuberculosis Hospital, which opened in 1953. In 1978, the buildings were transferred to the Texas Department of Mental Health and Mental Retardation. But despite the age of the buildings, Henry says they have the most modern equipment, including a dental clinic.
We're going to now be approaching the dental clinic. Hello, hello. Hi. Hi, guys. Sorry to bother you. Dr. Kouklaris.
Dr. Alvitus Kouklaris is the resident dentist.
What we have the modern equipment. We have three dental chairs, and each set up for each for the patient. All the dental treatment that they need, we try to do in-house.
There's also a busy vocational center on the grounds. Patrick Haas is a vocational counselor.
This is one of our training areas.
How's everybody?
Here, many of the residents are keeping busy and have a chance to earn a little money by working. This morning, some are putting rosaries into individual bags for oblate missions. Some are counting out hand towels, which will be used at Bill Miller restaurants, and others are sorting out yellow plastic parts for sprinklers.
We try to break down every job into some task that somebody can perform.
On the surface, the San Antonio State Supported Living Center looks to be a well-run facility with a caring staff that is meeting the challenging needs of their medically fragile and intellectually disabled residents. However, that's not what the experts see.
We have a lot of individuals who are our most vulnerable and who need our most care and are not getting it at all.
Beth Mitchell is an attorney for Disability Rights Texas, a nonprofit that advocates for the disabled. For the last 5 years, the 13 Texas state-supported living centers have been routinely inspected and closely monitored by the U.S. Department of Justice. These monitors have found the conditions at the centers to be woefully substandard and the care that they provide to be unacceptable. And there are continued problems with abuse and neglect of the residents.
Right now, most of these facilities are only at 30% of that compliance. And a lot of those are more about medical care, not pure abuse. You know, there is a provision for abuse and neglect, but a lot of those are just general medical care. Are they getting proper psychiatric treatment? Are they getting proper psychological care? Proper dental care.
Mitchell pulls out her laptop and calls up a graphic analysis of the DOJ monitor's reports for the San Antonio Center. A green or orange box means the center is meeting that benchmark. A pink box means they are out of compliance, and there are lots of big sections of pure pink.
Physical and occupational therapy, not in compliance. Dental services, so you had seen their dental area, it's not in compliance. So you saw it, you thought it looked great, but in terms of what care they're getting from that dental area, they're not getting it. So, you know, it says adequate and timely routine and emergency dental care and treatment. They're not in compliance.
These baseline compliance benchmarks of care were agreed to by Texas after being sued by the U.S. Department of Justice in 2009. The DOJ investigated and found that the Texas state-supported living centers were so inadequate that they were violating the rights of the people there. At the time, the facilities were called Texas State Schools, a misnomer because there was no schooling happening. In fact, just the opposite. The facilities were called out for rampant abuse and deadly neglect. It was so bad that Texas didn't even fight the suit and quickly agreed to a settlement.
Okay. Ms. Morales, would you just take us from the top and tell us about the agreement?
Sure.
In a May 22, 2009 hearing before the State Senate Committee on Health and Human Services, David Morales of the Texas Attorney General's Office explained to the lawmakers that they really had no options.
Just to be clear, the Department of Justice had very defined issues that it had with the state schools and the way they were performing. It was our task to address those, to make sure that Department of Justice was satisfied with the way that the department proposed to proceed and improve their services to these residents. And with the settlement agreement, the Department of Justice has said that what is in the settlement agreement passes muster with them.
The agreement was passed, and Governor Rick Perry signed the bill that brought the settlement into law.
This marks a substantial milestone in our state's approach to caring for some of our most vulnerable citizens. Whether these folks live in our state facilities or in therapeutic community settings, we're all obligated to show that basic human decency for those individuals so that they can live and learn and grow. And as you're very aware, our current system had some serious shortcomings. They were exposed, and those in our care, in some very inexcusable ways. Like you, I was disturbed enough by the discovery of those failings to declare their correction an emergency issue at the start of this 81st legislative session that we just concluded. And I'm proud that the legislature addressed them.
The settlement agreement was for 5 years, which is now up. But Cavuto of the Department of Aging and Disability Services says that doesn't mean that the agreement is now over.
It actually was not a 5-year settlement. The date I believe you're referring to is a June 2014 date. That date is actually just when the monitors are going to make their first progress report to the court, but it does not end the settlement agreement, and it was never intended to.
But lawmakers at the time of the settlement's negotiation and agreement were repeatedly assured that this would not be an ongoing issue.
The term of the agreement is for, we anticipate, will be 5 years. There will be a report by the monitor at year 4 to tell us where we are and whether we anticipate anything going beyond 5 years. But one of the key components on this that my office wanted to make sure, and what ended up in the settlement agreement, was that we have a fixed time that we know that the state needs to get this done and the Department of Justice anticipates it will get done. We accomplished that.
Nevertheless, it's been 5 years since the settlement, and Texas has proved that in that time, it was unable to meet the basic standards of care. Also, currently, Texas is trying to renegotiate that settlement agreement, dealing with the monitoring and the compliance benchmarks. But the big question is, what happens next? Will the centers be allowed to continue to operate while providing substandard and even dangerous care? Recently, the Texas Sunset Commission announced recommendations to close 6 of the Texas state-supported living centers, but not because of quality of care issues, but because of how expensive the system has gotten to be for Texas. More on that in a follow-up report. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.